So you guys last night, Superintendent Miller, voted to join the Rolling Valley Conference. It really wasn't much of a discussion. It was 5-0. Tell us how it went last night.
Well, it kind of been an item. You know, we brought it to them, and we had Jeremy Christensen, the superintendent of Boyer Valley, kind of leads the Rolling Valley, kind of the soup area, since, you know, I'm shared between both conferences, so I've kind of stayed out of that area. So he came in March and kind of went over the highlights of pros and cons of the conference, and then we sat on a little bit in April, and Sean gave some more data and information, size, location, travel, who we play, who we don't play, in May, and also the community was allowed to, you know, give more comments to the board, come talk to us. And so it's been a process. And last night, you know, everybody kind of had their questions answered. We discussed, you know, the new legislation about sharing in the 25%, but nobody's really sure what that looks like. And also, then we also discussed that the WIC was being proactive now and inviting 10 teams out last week. So we wanted to make sure the board had all the information. They kind of went with it, and they're like, nope, it makes sense to join the Rolling Valley, because, you know, that, in district football, that's kind of who we play. That's kind of our competitors. That's, you know, makes sense for us, and location travel is a lot better. The WIC's been a great conference for Audubon. It's just, you know, our sizes are increasing, and some of those schools are getting bigger and have more participation just because we don't have the numbers. So the board thought for travel and size-wise that it made the most sense for Audubon.
So financially, what does this mean for the Audubon School District? Is it a big impact for you guys?
No, financially it won't be a huge impact. It'll just be hopefully, you know, some of the games are closer so we get some more crowds. Because I know, like, when we make the trip to Trainer, the trainer makes it here, it's a long trip. And a lot of times those are less gates just because, you know, people have to get off earlier and have to be able to get there. And so now if we're traveling to Anita or Coon Rapids or, you know, even Boyer Valley or Woodbine, it's a closer trip to where they could, you know, still work their entire job and to be able to make there so that way they can support the kids. So it'll be less for transportation, but it's not a big financial gain one way or the other. So, I mean, it's just more based on opportunities for our kids and participation.
Trevor, Jeff Blankman here. Thanks again for joining us. It sounds like the travel probably was the biggest part of it. Is that true? And then how much of a role did maybe the competition level play into this decision as well?
Well, travel is a big part, you know, because on a Tuesday night, you don't want to have your kids travel an hour and 45 minutes, get home like at midnight or whatever, because, you know, you want to make sure they're student athletes and can focus on their studies and not be dragging the next day. Because, you know, as you know, some of our kids, not just ours, everywhere, they're here in the gym, you know, working out, even lifting at 6 in the morning. And if they're not getting home until midnight, you know, it's hard for them. They just wears on them. So we're just trying to, you know, look at that aspect of it also. But and numbers-wise, like if you look, like Mr. Burks put together our numbers, our beds are like roughly 120 or so, and we're kind of the smallest. And the WIC has kind of looked at new guidelines moving forward. It's not set in stone. It's just some guidance that they look at. Like the minimum beds would be 140 and travel is like an hour and 45. So we would have stayed grandfathered in because we have been in the conference for a long time, but kind of they have the new guidelines moving forward. Kind of that 140 number, and we are the only 8-man team in the conference. So it was just participation. And he kind of, Mr. Burke showed comparisons by conference titles and, you know, just how Audubon's done over the past 10 years when, you know, we've dropped enrollment here in Audubon. So, I mean, and numbers have just been a little less. So it's more on that. I'm just, you know, trying to play schools more our size. I'm sure with the WIC, we'll still, you know, play the Avocas, the Tri-Centers, and some of the closer ones in non-conference games because they're good rivalries and they've been good to us. So, I mean, it was a very tough decision. I mean, like I said, the WIC, Audubon's been in it for a long time and done a good job. It's just the landscape is changing for schools. And I mean, I know we're not the only one that's been looking and being invited to different things. So it'll be interesting, you know, what happens over this summer.
Trevor Miller, with the superintendent with Audubon Schools, on the phone with us right now. Was there any argument against this? It sounds like there was so many reasons to make this move. Was there any viable argument to stay in the WIC conference?
Some of the argument was, you know, that it's a highly competitive conference and it's good for our kids, you know, during the regular season to, you know, play like the Trainers, the Underwoods, the Riversides of the world that are having really good seasons and, you know, have that competition during the season and then, you know, be ready for districts. And we've kind of shown, you know, that's good to have it already, but then, you know, how the state kind of seeds things where you're not, I mean, we can be a 500 team in the WIC and not have a very good seed for brackets and that. So the thing was to make sure we'd been in the conference a long time, kind of loyalty with some of the arguments, and also, you know, just the competitiveness and us having to always play up and play play bigger schools. So that was a big one, just loyalty in that.
Trevor, with the WIC last week inviting 10 other schools to the league, did that impact you guys at all? Or do you feel like the decision had already been pretty much made to go to the Rolling Valley?
I think it'd been pretty much already made. I mean, if they're looking at a few of the schools, I mean, like if you look, I'll just use an example of Red Oak and Shenandoah there. I think beds are at 221, 241, and say they join, that'd just be schools that are like almost, we're at 120, they're at 220. So, I mean, it's just another large number. So I'm not sure who is even interested in joining the WIC right now. I mean, they invited last week. They don't have to give an answer still August 1st. So ours was kind of already set before then. I just wanted to make sure that our board knew last night that that had went out in case they hadn't seen it and that the WIC was inviting other teams. So that way they had all the information. But I think they were pretty much decided, you know, after the May meeting, we had the discussion and Sean gave an additional facts and answered their questions that they need. That I think going in, they were pretty much decided and there's going to have to be something that really came up that would change their mind.
Yeah, we've talked here on this show that this is going to trigger a lot more out there, other teams switching conferences, things like that. You got to love the situation you're going into with the Rolling Valley. It seems like this is going to be an incredibly stable situation for Audubon schools for a long time.
Yeah, it looks like, I mean, that's kind of, we know part of the reason that since I'm with the Xero, we're getting superintendent, that we want to be proactive with the Rolling Valley because West Harrison is joining with Missouri Valley and activities. We wanted to make sure we added additional quality teams that would fit kind of the Rolling Valley mode, the same size, the same, you know, geographics that we looked at. So I think this is really going to help us. I mean, I know we've invited a few other schools that have kind of said no, but that's okay because now we'll still have our, you know, nine, which is a good solid number to have. And you just don't want to get below that seven because then all of a sudden you're scrambling and trying to be reactive instead of proactive. So I think the switch will be very good. I think it'll help out for a lot of reasons. But, yeah, I look at it as a stable, great opportunity for our district.
Trevor, I know you can't speak for IKM Manning. I know you were soup there for a while as well, but you're no longer there. Everything I keep hearing is the two of you are going to be kind of a package deal. If one went, the other would go. What can you tell us about those kind of conversations?
Well, the reason we've had conversations like that is just because we are the two. We're close. I mean, we were our closest games playing each other. We kind of looked at, you know, travel-wise. I mean, when you're both of us, so you're, every trip's going south and going west and that. So it's kind of just those discussions. I wouldn't say we're a package deal. I'd say it's up to their board. I know they're meeting next Monday. And I know Mr. McCarville's done a good job with Ms. Huseman or Dr. Huseman on, you know, giving the board the information, the stats, kind of like Mr. Burks did, and travel and that. So I think it'll be an interesting discussion. Like going into any board meeting, you're not sure what anybody's going to do. So, I mean, it's kind of up to them now. We made our decision, so they got to decide what's best for their district.
You know, as you look at this, football's obviously different. They're in districts and all of that. But how does this affect the shared programs you have with Exira, Elkhorn, Kimbleton? Is it going to affect that in those sports?
It won't affect them right now. That's why we're kind of looking at the 27-28 school year, because we kind of were looking at some of our agreements and that come up. But no, like we'd already kind of talked to the Rolling Valley, hey, we are partners in this, and sometimes numbers justify it. And they're like, yeah, we know, because in some sports, other schools got to look as well. So right now, I don't think it'll have any impact. So if we need to keep sharing, we can, and we will. And so that was one of the discussions we had with the Rolling Valley to make sure, hey, you know, we do partner in some activities and we may have to continue partner activities. But as long as you know that ahead of time, it makes the scheduling okay. So that'll help. And then also, you know, when you have a sharing, when one school's in one conference, one in the other, now it's consistent in that it would still be in the Rolling Valley as a shared school. So I think it'll allow it for scheduling to be easier. So I don't think it'll have an impact when we need to share and it was what's best for kids. We will continue to share.
Trevor, was that the biggest reason to make the move in the 27-28 school year, or what was that discussion all about?
The discussion, we brought it up, Mr. Burke brought it up in April, just due to it was going to be probably June before a decision was made, and why try to rush it, because, I mean, ADs usually schedule at least a year to 2 years out, and we wanted to allow, you know, us to get our schedules and, you know, abide by our contracts and that. So it was more the timing, making sure that we could, you know, get our schedules done, and then also size in some of our sharing agreements. We have some good numbers coming up in our younger classes, and we want to kind of see how those stay to make sure, you know, we can look at different options moving forward. And it also will give, you know, us and Xero and Kimbleton time, okay, what numbers do we have and how long do we need to keep partnering? Is this a long-term thing or kind of like we're currently doing it every couple of years that we reevaluate? So that'll give us that option as well.
Well, are you going to miss the trips to Tri-Center and Logan Magnolia at all?
Well, I don't like to sit on a bus that long, and the car's not near as bad, so I don't mind, you know, it's a Friday night, but I don't like to see where our kids go down on a Tuesday or something like that just because it is a long time and a long trip. So, I mean, I'm sure we'll still look at it because we have wrestling and we'll still wrestle with Logan, and Logan's been a good partner. So, I mean, we'll probably look at still playing them some non-conference games with that. So to say I'm going to miss going to Trainer, it's a long trip, but it's great competition. They have a great program, a great facility. So, I mean, it's nothing against them. It just made sense for our district.
Yeah, absolutely. It does. It makes total sense for you, and it makes sense for ICAM Manning, but they're a separate district. They're going to have to make up their own decisions. Trevor Miller, once again, superintendent of Audubon. Is there anything we missed as part of this vote that people maybe need to be aware of?
No, it was the Roland Valley approached us earlier in February, March, and because we're trying to be proactive, and we brought it to our board. I think the board did a very good job of asking questions, not just rushing into it. That way they could have community input and get things, you know, done the right way instead of just saying yes or no. They wanted to, you know, Mr. Burks did all the interviews with our coaching staff and that. So I think anytime a school's got to make a decision that has a lasting impact, I think it's got to be done like this where it's taken an extended period of time. And we told the Roland Valley we weren't going to have our decision by May because we were spending more time, you know, investigating and making sure if we made a decision to switch that it was the right decision. So, I thought our board did a great job, and I think it'll be great for our students, but I'm still looking forward to through the next year and a half of being in the WIC and competing with those schools.
Trevor, I do understand, as you had mentioned earlier, that the Rolling Valley has other invites out besides ICAM Manning. If I understood correctly, Missouri Valley and Loma have both declined, but I've also heard some of the other schools that the WIC has now invited as well, Panorama, Earlham, ACGC. Any discussions, any thoughts, any knowledge on what's going on or the other schools that the Rolling Valley may be looking to add?
Right now, we're not sure in the Rolling Valley. We're kind of going to wait and see what happens next week with ICAM Manning to see where we stand for numbers going forward, and then we might reassess where we're at. I know the conference with Panorama, ACGC, Earlham, and that's had some additional changes. It was announced last week. Des Moines Christian is leaving to go to Little Hawkeye, and then I know Woodward Grangers looked at different options. So I think they're kind of sitting in a holding pattern because if those kind of larger schools leave, then they're kind of setting a good, they'll have nine, and they kind of have a good number right now. So I think they're kind of staying where they're at, but I can't speak for them. I just know that they have a good group, and they're kind of waiting to see what some of the bigger schools in that do on and what they want to do moving forward. So, I mean, I know everybody always brings up Van Meter, but I think they're pretty set right now for at least the next few years as they continue to grow, but that can never always change.
Absolutely. So again, you got your vote. Your board voted 5-0 to join the Rolling Valley in the school year 2027 to 2028. Trevor Miller, the superintendent of Audubon. Sorry about the feedback. Hope your ear isn't ringing too bad.
No, it's good. I appreciate you guys giving me a call.
All right. Thank you so much for that. Trevor Miller, once again, joining us on phone here from the Audubon School District.